This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. 20 minutes away from making some picks against the spread. We're going to pick one. We're going to pick the Fiesta Bowl, Miami and Ole Miss, because the Peach Bowl is next Friday night.
We got to do that. I want to, you know.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, you can pick. Okay.
No,
I get where you're going.
Like, I didn't want to pick those games.
You want to pick some of the bowl games that are being played today?
I'm looking at Wake Forest and this Mississippi State line.
Rice and Texas State.
The Mayonnaise Bowl.
Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Damn, Mississippi State. Oh, God. They couldn't get teams to play in these bowl games.
I know.
So you got teams 5-7. Rice is 5-7 playing Texas State. Navy and Cincinnati.
But Cincinnati's quarterback's not going to play.
And no one. App State played Georgia Southern in the Birmingham. I don't know what whatever the bowl was in Birmingham.
Right.
All three of their quarterbacks are in the transfer portal. One of the guys that played quarterback for them in that game had been a scout team safety.
Damn.
that's where we're at with bowl season.
This was 11 hours ago. It said 730 and counting.
Is that, it seems like a lot. Is that a lot?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I know Georgia just lost Roderick Robinson. He decided he's going to go in the portal. Not surprised by that.
They got him a touchdown in the SEC championship.
Yeah, he ran the, he was a fullback and ran
that
the little.
That was a cool play.
Yeah, but I'm trying to, where is this thing on this line? Oh, there it is. Okay. Mississippi State. No, Mississippi and Miami. There it is. Okay. Who's favorite in this game?
Who? Miami's playing Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. That was it. Mississippi. I said Mississippi.
Oh, it throws me off when people call them that.
Yeah, Mississippi.
They are. That's true. They are.
Yeah.
Is it the University of Mississippi?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, but no, I don't know how many is too many, because like last year's like 1,000 kids, and then we found out some of them were walk-ons and all those different things. So, I just had the list up and I took it down because they were talking about, because obviously the transfer portal opened at midnight, like the top guys that are in it. Obviously, number one is the quarterback from Cincinnati we were just talking about. Then you have who is this right here? Richard Young, a really good running back for the Crimson Tide. He's going in it. So, that's the thing you're going to do. Is that you're going to start seeing team kids line up visits and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, it's
Yeah, not to mention the guys that – yeah, right. Like, Sorsby's going to go somewhere else, right? Like, Brendan Sorsby's going to get a bunch
Sorsby's
of money to
get
go somewhere
paid.
Else.
I can see that, Texas Tech.
But then there's guys that are on your team that are going to – either tell you they're going in the transfer portal or actually go in the transfer portal to try to get a little bit more from you. The extortion meetings that all these coaches have to have. Some of these coaches are still coaching, by the way, and that's the really weird situation for Ole Miss.
Yes.
Is like they didn't think they were still going to be playing.
Right.
Like when Lane was like, yeah, sure,
go ahead, guys
go back and coach in the playoffs.
Right.
I'm sure they were pretty confident that they could beat Tulane, but I'm sure he, in the back of his mind, was like, I don't know, Georgia beat him when I was the coach.
Right.
How are these guys going to beat him?
Right.
Which I do wonder, like, does that say anything about Lane Kiffin at all? That they're playing like this and played better, like, without him? Or no? It's just kind of the way that it goes. I don't know. If I'm an Ole Miss person if I'm an LSU person that had something to do with that $13 million a year check, I'm like, well, these guys look pretty good without Lane. It's an awful lot of money to give a guy. Anyway, what are those guys going to do? Because they're expected to be in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
They're expected to be recruiting and trying to keep guys on rosters and get guys in transfer
portals
and all that.
That's Lane's job.
Yeah, I know, but those guys are –
yeah, that's Lane's job.
That's their job, too.
Yeah, no, right? It's all on Lane. Lane, you do all that stuff. You said we can come back here and coach. And, Tyler Weiss Jr., great damn job by him yesterday also. But, yeah, they're, like, in a situation where, okay – because the biggest thing now, and one thing I was looking at, and I saw Ole Miss, like some of the, seeing the kids leaving from LSU, you're like, if I'm a receiver, you don't want to play for Lane Kiffin?
Why would you not?
Why would you not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm a quarterback, why would I not want to go to LSU? What? It's Lane Kiffin. you know, the office is going to be fun and all those different things. That's why you look at Bryce Underwood and everything like that. I was so glad that him and Arch played that game. That was such a good damn game till it wasn't. And I was so glad to watch them two play in it.
Arch played great.
He did. He looked so good at running and throwing the football. But I was glad to see those guys play in that football game. So, I mean, when you look at it from a standpoint of trying to fill out your roster, I mean, it's crazy because – you still got to add that to your recruiting class that's already on campus most of the time.
Right.
And then because we were talking about Texas Tech. I mean, yeah, they talked a lot about it on the broadcast yesterday as far as, you know, going into the portal and getting these defensive linemen and all those different things. Like, they're in a different aspect from Georgia because Georgia has top recruiting high school players.
Yeah.
They don't get that at Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's roster is still 90% high school recruits.
Yes. The Texas Tech is in a different –
right, you know, definitely.
Different mindset and different tax bracket and things like that. So that's going to be interesting when we're talking about Texas Tech is where do they go – because they're going big game hunting for their quarterback.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it is Brendan Sorensen.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to right there, or Levitt or somebody of that elk right there. I don't see Lagway or nobody going to Texas Tech.
Well, because they're going to do the thing now, too, probably, that, like, you know, the Dodgers do or the Yankees used to do. Of, like, if we come up short, what's the thing that we need? What's the thing that made us come up short?
Right.
Oh, quarterback. Yeah. All right.
Because that quarterback played like ass.
Yeah. Baron Morton didn't play well yesterday and is a part of the reason why they lost to Oregon. So they're going to spend $6 million to get the best quarterback in there and hope that they can do better next time.
Yep.
And then if it's the whatever, if it's the safeties next year that are the reason they lose, well, they're going to go buy the best safety.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to be for them. It is interesting to see because everyone kept saying, and I kept sort of pumping the brakes just a little bit, like when they would say, you can win a national championship anywhere now. It's like, maybe. I mean, it still was Ohio State last year who wins national championships and Michigan before that, who's a blue blood, and Georgia the two times before that. So I don't know about that yet. Now, if Indiana wins a national championship this year, then you can say that.
Yeah, man, because I'm telling you, they're different, man. Indiana is a well-oiled, physical, fast, and then just really well-coached football team, Bonk. And then they got a Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback who is poised and can make all the throws, probably going to be the number one overall pick. They just got something about them right now. It's like it's their freaking world right now. Now, do I think that Oregon can beat them? Yeah. I think that Ole Miss can beat them? Yeah.
Yep.
Do I think Miami can beat them? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think any of these teams can beat any of these teams.
I think any of these teams can be championships, and a lot of it has to do with the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Carson played really good, man. I thought he was poised. I thought when he needed to run, he ran. We talked about what Trinidad Chalmers just did to Georgia last night. This dude is spectacular. Then obviously Seth Mendoza and the young boy from Oregon. He got a lot of talent.
Dante Moore's really
good. He's got a lot of talent. I know that
it's possible that he's the number one pick.
It comes out. That's what I'm saying. Like right now, because the quarterback class, because all of them are going back. You know, this puts it into a situation where I think Ty Simpson's going to come back now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that when you look at Moore, to me, it seems like he's going to be a top pick in this draft if he comes out.
Yeah.
I would love for him to stay, meaning just for his development process of it. But if you're getting – they're saying you're going to be number three pick or something like that, you got to go.
Yeah, and again, especially if they're able to beat Indiana, he's in the national championship game. They can't beat Indiana if he doesn't play really well.
Exactly.
It's almost like – and it didn't quite happen last year. But remember when Penn State went on that run and Drew Aller kind of started to get mentioned in some of those conversations.
Right.
Now, he came back and, I don't know, probably wishes he wouldn't have, given the way that their season went, which is what it's always hard. Like, I have so much respect for the guys that are like, you know what, I want to go play one more year. I think we can win or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It can cost you.
It does. It costs you a lot.
It often costs you a lot.
Yes,
it often does.
Exactly.
You go back and play another year of college football. And I don't know whether they were wrong in the analysis or whatever the reason is, you just don't play quite as well. It can cost you money. It can cost you draft status.
Yeah.
So it's always a difficult decision to make. But anyway, the Final Four is Miami, Ole Miss, Oregon, and Indiana. That would have sounded like lunacy 5 years ago.
Basketball?
Exactly. I would have been like, oh, basketball, weird. All right.
Yeah.
Ole Miss went on a run, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. It's crazy, but that's what everyone kept saying it was going to be, and it has come to be that. There are a handful of games this weekend in the NFL that are for either playoff spots or for positioning.
Yes.
Obviously, You know, the Panthers and Bucks. If the Falcons lose, then that's a winner in. If the Falcons win, the Panthers are in, period. So it's smart that they put that game before.
Yes.
So they play that game on Saturday. The Seahawks and the 49ers play for the number one seed in the NFC
on Saturday night
in San Francisco. That should be a pretty fun football game.
I mean, San Fran, you get that, then you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave. You go all the way to the Super Bowl because that's where the actual Super Bowl is this year. So, I mean, that's definitely is a good game. Then we also know that Baltimore and Pittsburgh winning in.
Yeah.
Is winning in. Lamar is going to play. He's at practice yesterday. Good. So that's a winner in thing. I see that TJ Watt is limited with the lung still. Looks so crazy. Limited at practice.
Limited with a lung. That's not lung. Great.
No, that's not good at all.
And DK is still suspended, right?
Yes, he is.
He didn't get the – They should have redone the what do you call it, the appeal? They should have appealed the appeal after that dork had a press conference with his hat on backwards.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed to punch fans and stuff, but I think that guy should be punched.
Yeah, he kicked in the groin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But I mean
I think everyone should have seen that and been like, you know what? Actually, I think DK was right.
Yeah. And then you were talking about Malik Willis. Don't know if he's gonna play right now. This week I saw they signed Desmond Ridder to their practice squad. Because I think Jordan Love's out. Malik's out. Well, they need
that game for seeding?
They don't need that game. Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, I think that's going to go. But I'm trying to find anything else outside of that. But
no, there's a bunch of other games.
Yeah, Josh Allen's probably not going to play this weekend because of that foot that he has. And so he's probably going to sit that last game for them. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, you know, it's just a lot of the games that are going to be here on Sunday. Meaningless. No, stop saying it. Meaningless. It means something. You get to go play a professional football game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, meaning that that's your last game.
Meaningful to the players.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
And, by the way, shout out to Bijan Robinson. He was NFC Offensive Player of the Week for Week 17. No surprise. Boy, is that guy special.
Yes.
Where is he in terms of best players in the NFL?
He's top 10.
Top 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like offensive and defense.
Yeah.
If it's just offense, he's probably top 5.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. He's very good.
You got to find a way to make that matter, man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have one of the 5 best players in the NFL and be out of the playoffs
all
3 years.
All 3 years of his career.
You can't do it.
You can't do it, especially, I mean, this dude you're talking about.
He's also a running back, so at some point.
He's going to have over 350 touches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. But hopefully it's something that won't hinder him from going forward because he's your best player. Yep. He's your best player. He's undeniably your best player on the football team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he, like, they were riding him Monday.
Oh, yeah. It was to the point in the second half where I was like, even all the throws are to be.
Yeah.
Like,
everything.
Drake and Kyle were not even involved, really. And I was like, hand it to Bijan or throw it to him. Check down to him.
Yep.
Throw it to him. Run a slant. Hand it to him. I was like, all right, I get it.
Right.
Keep giving him the ball, but it's okay to kind
of
mix it up a little bit. You know, with some other people. All right, we'll come back. We'll make some picks against the spread. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.